Hey guys, it's John. Hope you can hear me okay. I am sending this audio file over for you so you can get an idea of the estimates that I put together and have at least an understanding of where I'm coming from so you know what why the numbers are there and what they mean. The first one that I've sent over is a custom estimate, and what I did basically is I typically charge between $749 and $1,400 for a custom designed flag. That's the union itself, and then the stripes, if you want something written in the stripes, et cetera, et cetera. We can get very sophisticated, or it can be very simple and straightforward. But that being said, I didn't know how to price a custom flag for you guys, but since this is our first attempt at doing business together, and this is my first barn door project, I'm excited about doing that, so I just left it at the low end and figured I'd throw it in for the estimate so you guys at least get your heads around a number on the high end, but I think we can come in much lower than what we're actually looking at. But that being said, the first estimate I put in there is estimate number one is for the flag and for the barn door hardware. I went to a place called Clyde's Hardware on 16th Street in Camelback approximately, and they showed me a floor demo of a system that they have, or of a manufacturer that they use called M-Tech. And he gave me a quote of $1,300, a little over $1,300 for a 13-foot bar that we could put two doors on and slide back and forth. That sounded a little bit high to me. I talked to him about our project, told him what we were trying to accomplish. And he asked if we could use 6 footers instead of the 13 foot, which apparently they were adding an extra fee in there because of the delivery expense of a large product or railing like that. And I thought we can get I believe we can get away with 2 6-footers or 2 6.5-footers just side by side, since we're only just doing two doors. It shouldn't be that much of a difference, but it might make a big difference in price. And sure enough, it did. He came back to me at $515 a piece, which is $1,030, and he said there was a tariff associated with this. Apparently it comes from overseas, so I didn't know what that number was. He didn't know what that number was, so I estimated or guesstimated it to be about $15. That's why I put the barn door hardware in there at $1,045. Now, I want to make one mention here. I did some investigating this morning online with M-Tech, and I found other wholesalers, and their prices are substantially lower. So I think if we can't cut this number in at least by half, we can cut it down by a third. So I would take at least $300 off this quoted price, unless you guys just want to go with this guy and not fool around. But if we want to try to save some money, I believe that we can find this stuff online and a little bit cheaper. This guy might have been adding quite a bit of commission in there for himself, but I don't want to undercut him either. I just want to give you guys a heads up of what I'm seeing. So we got the labor associated with it. I estimated the hours that it was going to take to create a custom flag for you guys. Again, I'm just starting on the low end and leaving it at that, but I do have an itemized breakdown of exactly how much time I think it'll take to purchase the wood, cut the wood, stain the wood, burn the wood, glue the wood, et cetera, et cetera, hang the wood. I came up with $3,159 for the custom flag. On the estimate number two, this is a flag out of inventory. Those flags sell for $549, the 3.5 by 5, or 3 by 5 rather. I have a couple of custom unions that I've got included in that that you guys can choose from if you're interested. They're things that I thought were interesting to me, like the 3%ers and Moulin Lab type stuff. I thought might be decent sellers to Second Amendment guys. And so I created a couple just to show people and to showcase. And I do have a couple of those in inventory that you're welcome to. And those are $549. As well. So that estimate comes in at $2,805. And lastly, I've got the limited edition. A friend of mine actually bought this one from me and asked on one condition, that I limit the number of flags that I make. And so I gave him my word, and I promised him that I would only make one per state. He got number 48, Arizona, And the reason why I know that is because I've embedded something in the flag in each one of them to prove authenticity and to show that it is that particular state's flag. So started with 48. I've made Pennsylvania and Delaware, which are states 1 and 2. And I have that in red, white, and blue, and the natural color, one of each. So if either of those interest you, that comes in around 3,000. Again, I think we can do something with that hardware if you guys are interested. But I wanted to give you guys estimates on the high end to at least find out if we're in the neighborhood and it's something you guys want to continue exploring. If it is, I think I'm coming out tomorrow, and I look forward to meeting everybody and taking a look at the job site and seeing how we can get this thing done. All right. Thanks for your time, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.